You hear it all the time. People say, what is truth? What is truth anyway? Truth is what you make it. Truth is relative. Is there anything such thing as truth? I came to the conclusion that one thing that can be verified by two separate individual minds as an experience, to me, that constitutes truth. If two people can recognize the same physical event as occurring exactly as it did in that at that moment, that's truth. But you know what? That's just a philosophy of truth. It's a way of trying to wrap our minds around this idea that the universe has value and meaning, and that our minds are constantly trying to find value and meaning, trying to solve that puzzle. And that's where Marancha Moda comes in. And Moda is to philosophy, I guess what you would say morality is to religion. I'm making that up, but that's the correlation. Moda is to philosophy what morality is to religion. So contemplate that as we explore Moda, this time up on Your Rancher Radio, the podcast. And I'm so glad you could join me. Moda is a superior philosophy. It is to philosophy as two eyes are to one. It has a stereoscopic effect on meanings and values. Material man sees the universe, as it were, with but one eye, flat. Mansion World students achieve cosmic perspective, depth, by superimposing the perceptions of the Marancha life upon the perceptions of the physical life. Pretty interesting. Think about that for a moment. And they are enabled to bring these material and Marancha viewpoints into true focus largely through the untiring ministry of their seraphic counselors, who so patiently teach the Mansion World students and the Marancha progressors. Many of the teaching counselors of the Supreme Order of Seraphim began their careers as advisors of the newly liberated souls of the immortals of time. Paper 48.6. Even as mortals, so have these angels been father to many disappointments. And so they will point out that sometimes your most disappointing disappointments have become your greatest blessings. Sometimes the planting of a seed necessitates its death, and the death of your fondest hopes before it can be reborn to bear the fruits of new life and new opportunity. And from then you will learn to suffer less through sorrow and disappointment, first by making fewer personal plans concerning other personalities, very key, and then by accepting your lot when you have faithfully performed your duty. You will learn that you increase your burdens and decrease the likelihood of success by taking yourself too seriously. Nothing can take precedence over the work of your status sphere, this world or the next. Very important is the work of preparation for the next higher sphere. But nothing equals the importance of the work of the world in which you are actually living. But though the work is important, the self is not. When you feel important, you lose energy to the wear and tear of ego dignity, so that there is little energy left to do the work. Self-importance, not work importance, exhausts immature creatures. It is the self-element that exhausts, not the effort to achieve. You can do important work if you do not become self-important. You can do several things as easily as one if you leave yourself out. Variety is restful. Monotony is what wears and exhausts. Day after day is alike, just life or the alternative of death. What is Marancha Moda? Paper 48.7.1. The lower planes of Marancha Moda join directly with the higher levels of human philosophy. On the first mansion world, it is the practice to teach the less advanced students by the parallel technique. That is, in one column are presented the more simple concepts of Moda meanings, and in the opposite column, citation is made of analogous statements of mortal philosophy. Not long since, while executing an assignment on the first mansion world of Satanya, I had the occasion to observe this method of teaching, and though I may not undertake to present the Moda content of the lesson, I am permitted to record the 28 statements of human philosophy which this Marancha instructor was utilizing as illustrative material designed to assist these new mansion world sojourners in their early efforts to grasp the significance and meaning of Moda. These illustrations of human philosophy were: a display of specialized skill does not signify possession of spiritual capacity. Cleverness is not a substitute for true character. few persons live up to the faith which they really have. Unreasoned fear is a master intellectual fraud practiced upon the evolving mortal soul. I actually thought about that for a long time, and what I realized is that the first sentence is basically in complete alignment with the second sentence, even though they seem to be almost diametrically apart. The meaning of that, few persons live up to the faith which they really have. Unreasoned fear is a master intellectual fraud practiced upon the evolving mortal soul. What they're saying is that fear is what usually prevents people from living up to the faith that they really have. Inherent capacities cannot be exceeded. A pint can never hold a quart. The spirit concept cannot be mechanically forced into the material memory mold. Few mortals ever dare to draw anything like the sum of personality credits established by the combined ministries of nature and grace. The majority of impoverished souls are truly rich, but they refuse to believe it. Difficulties may challenge mediocrity and defeat the fearful, but they only stimulate the true children of the Most Highs. To enjoy privilege without abuse, to have liberty without license, to possess power and steadfastly refuse to use it for self-aggrandizement, these are the marks of high civilization. Blind and unforeseen accidents do not occur in the cosmos. Neither do the celestial beings assist the lower being who refuses to act upon his light of truth. Effort does not always produce joy, but there is no happiness without intelligent effort. Action achieves strength. Moderation eventuates in charm. Righteousness strikes the harmony chords of truth, and the melody vibrates throughout the cosmos, even to the recognition of the infinite. The weak indulge in resolutions, but the strong act. Life is but a day's work. Do it well. The act is ours, the consequences God's. The greatest affliction of the cosmos is never to have been afflicted. Mortals only learn wisdom by experiencing tribulation. Stars are best discerned from the lonely isolation of experiential depths, not from the illuminated and ecstatic mountaintops. Whet the appetites of your associates for truth. Give advice only when it is asked for. Affectation is the ridiculous effort of the ignorant to appear wise, the attempt of the barren soul to appear rich. You cannot perceive spiritual truth until you feelingly experience it, and many truths are not really felt except in adversity. Ambition is dangerous until it is fully socialized. You have not truly acquired any virtue until your acts make you worthy of it. Impatience is a spirit poison. Anger is like a stone hurled into a hornet's nest. Anxiety must be abandoned. The disappointments hardest to bear are those which never come. Only a poet can discern poetry in the commonplace prose of routine existence. The high mission of any art is, by its allusions, to foreshadow a higher universe reality, to crystallize the emotions of time into the thought of eternity. The evolving soul is not made divine by what it does, but by what it strives to do. Death added nothing to the intellectual possession or to the spiritual endowment, but it did add to the experiential status the consciousness of survival. The destiny of eternity is determined moment by moment by the achievements of the day-by-day living. The acts of today are the destiny of tomorrow. Greatness lies not so much in possessing strength as in making a wise and divine use of such strength. Knowledge is possessed only by sharing. It is safeguarded by wisdom and socialized by love. Progress demands development of individuality. Mediocrity seeks perpetuation in standardization. The argumentative defense of any proposition is inversely proportional to the truth contained. Such is the work of the beginners on the first mansion worlds, while the more advanced pupils on the later worlds are mastering the higher levels of cosmic insight and Marancha Moda. And then finally, there's this on the philosophic coordination. It's a brief paragraph. When the philosophy of man leans heavily toward the world of matter, it becomes rationalistic or naturalistic. When philosophy inclines particularly toward the spiritual level, it becomes idealistic or even mystical. When philosophy is so unfortunate as to lean upon metaphysics, it unfailingly becomes skeptical, confused. In past ages, most of man's knowledge and intellectual evaluations have fallen into one of these three distortions of perception. Philosophy dare not project its interpretations of reality in the linear fashion of logic. It must never fail to reckon with the elliptic symmetry of reality and with the essential curvature of all relation concepts. And then finally, the highest attainable philosophy of mortal man must be logically based on the reasons of science, the faith of religion, and the truth insight afforded by revelation. By this union, can man compensate somewhat for his failure to develop an adequate metaphysics and for his inability to comprehend the mota of the Marantia. So we'll leave it there. There's lots to ponder. The philosophy of mortal man must be logically based on the reason of science, the faith of religion, and the truth insight afforded by revelation. And when you have those three, that compensates for the failure to develop an adequate metaphysics and for our inability to comprehend the mota aspect of reality. That's what they're saying. And that's where we'll leave it. So, thanks a lot for joining us. I've always wanted to do a episode on Marantia Mota and bring out some of these gems, these true gems that just so many times I've used them and said them and so many ways, just drop them here and here, and people really love these quotes. So paper 48 is where you'll find them, Marantia Mota. Till next time, thanks again for joining me on Your Rancher Radio, the podcast.